Are you done? Oh, okay. No. And the thing is, I'm glad you guys talk about that because in our society, I think we can all agree that for some reason, this dirtiness or this secretiveness or this this takes place in the shadows type feeling is prevalent in our society when it comes to sex, instead of it being a God-given gift to a man and a wife. Instead of it being one of the most awesome, sacred moments that two people can have. That's the way God created it. And I think we laugh because of our uncomfortableness that society has placed on us. Is that a fair statement? And so, you know, please don't think that we're laughing at you or anything. I think we're just uncomfortable with the subject matter, and we can talk about other things later, Dad. But yeah, I got to figure that one out, Dad. But hey, guys, thank you very, very much. You can go back to your seats. Yeah. I really and truly hope that you all took good notes on that because there were some powerful, powerful insights, amen, to marriage, longevity of that relationship. And so I just really think they did awesome, and I thank you guys very much. Well, just a couple things as we close here today. I understand it's 11:30. I don't want you to look at the clock because I want to tell you what time it is. But I hope that you have considered this time together a real important time. And I hope that you have. And although humor is not a part of this, Randy, and I apologize about that, but I would add humor to this list. But a successful marriage has many things. As I have studied and as we have listened this morning, and as I have prayed and read Scripture, these are some integral things that I have heard and learned about marriage. And again, I want to add humor to this list. Trust and confidence. Respect. How many times today did we hear similar values and interests? How many times? Being friends. Communication, affirmation, affection. I am so sorry, honey. Apology. Stick-to-itiveness. Marriage, this society has made marriage a throwaway item in our lives. And folks, it is anything but throwaway. This is one place that I almost agree with the Roman Catholic idea that marriage is a sacrament. I really believe marriage, it's as close to a sacrament as you can get without being one. But I would rather call it a sacrament and make that mistake than say it's a throwaway thing in our lives. You hear what I'm saying? Stick-to-itiveness. Sometimes you stick together because of the covenant more than because of the love. You understand what I'm saying there? I said I would do this. I love and respect my spouse. Right now, I'm really aggravated or frustrated or whatever, but I am going to stick to this because I promised that I would. However, there is also something else. And it's one of those things when you try to put your thumb on it, it's intangible. It's an intangible thing. And I hope you can understand what I tried to say here because it's a gift of God. It's literally a third person in a marriage. And I don't want you to think I'm being weird here. This is it, your faith in Jesus Christ in combination with all of those things we just mentioned, that we've talked about, and all that we can work at, mingled with knowing who you are as a person and having confidence in yourself, that all that together creates a spirit about your marriage that is a reflection of the Trinity. You see, this is my theology around the Trinity. I believe the Trinity is a way for us to look at not only the way a church should be in community, I believe it's the way we should be as a couple, as a married couple, husband and wife. I think when you look at the Trinity, it's like a three-stranded rope. You have husband, you have wife, you have Christ being center in your marriage. And you know the old saying, a three-stranded rope is so strong, right? And that's it's that intangible, it's that reflection of the Trinity. It's, you know, when you, any drawing you see of the Trinity, it's three circles, right? And each of those three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are distinctive, but yet in the middle, all the circles come together, don't they?